This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, baby, we're fired up. It's a big sports night here on The Fan. Rangers and Astros pregame coming up at 6:30. It's Silver Boot time. And hopefully Jacob deGrom can pitch the Rangers past Hunter Brown and the Astros. This is a great pitching matchup tonight. If you're on your way out here, please do come say hi. We're broadcasting live at the Comerica Backyard here, center field, suite level at the Globe. Expressway is coming up here in about 20 minutes. G-Bag today at 5:30, LA Live 5:40. Here's the Chief with some sports.
Yes, sir. Okay, we do have a bit of a quarterback bombshell article in ESPN today that we will get to in a second, but I would like to ask you guys a football question here so you can win Football Guy of the Day. The schedule has been released across the sport.
Yep.
There are three teams that don't have a single primetime game this year slated on the schedule. Who are those three booty-booty-butt teams?
Gosh. They're booty butt teams.
Three teams with zero primetime games.
The Brownies?
I did want to take Cleveland.
Even with the Shador factor. Maybe. Well,
might never play.
No. Might never play. You guys nailed it. The Cleveland Browns will not be in a primetime game all season long. Perhaps if Jameis Winston was still there, they'd give him one. Because we will never forget what he did in the snow versus the Steelers on Thursday
Great
Night
game.
Football last
yeah.
year. That was a lot of fun. But the Browns will not be on primetime at all.
New Orleans?
The Saints of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Ding! You're two for two, Bowie.
Wow, Walchuk. Nice poll. I wasn't even thinking about them.
One more team that the NFL says.
I bet you it's another team in the South.
A Bucks.
In the South.
Carolina?
Not Carolina.
Could it be the Titans, would it?
It would be the Titans of Tennessee, Broadus. Good call.
Jeez.
Number one overall pick, Cam Ward. They don't want to hard launch Cam Ward in the NFL.
Yeah, that's surprising. Number one overall pick you'd think would get a primetime game.
I mean, they were giving Will Levis a bunch of primetime games over the last couple of years, watching him just football folly his way out of a job. We don't want to get the number one overall pick. That's the disrespect. I think it was chill. There's probably been a handful of people that have said the most disrespected number one overall pick in NFL draft history. No one talking about Cam Ward. It's all about Travis Hunter. It's all about Shador Sanders, of course. Maybe a little, you know, ripping that Jackson dart. Nobody cared on draft night or draft weekend about Cam Ward. And now the NFL's telling you, yeah, nobody cares. We're not going to put him on Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night.
We saw a little bit of this, though, kind of – with the Commanders. Commanders played a lot of early noon games and stuff, and then all of a sudden they got flexed into some games.
Sure.
Like, say they did have the occasional 3:25 game. That became like big game of the week or whatever that was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think if he could prove himself along the way and the Titans have win some games, you might see that, oh, wait, the Titans are now part of – you know, some like America's game of the week kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
I think if he balls out, that's, you know, good. It's interesting that you wouldn't have the number one overall pick drawing eyeballs and like forcing your hand.
Sure.
We got to get this guy on. But that's true. I do think he is going to light the league on fire, Jaden Daniels style.
Well, and speaking to people like not really caring, you know, Mel went viral for all of his Shador. Apparently, Mario Cristobal just outed him. He said every single person basically in the NFL that covered the draft or had anything to do, like, reached out to him about Cam Ward. One that didn't was Mel Kiper Jr. Never asked a single thing about Cam Ward.
He was fixated.
Didn't seem to care.
Fixated on Shador, his guy. Okay, so speaking of quarterbacks, ESPN dropped the article today teasing a new Seth Wickersham book.
this guy's pretty pretty dialed in
spill
when it comes
the tea.
To deep dive sports
is this
stories.
The Don Van Natta kind of guy?
Yeah.
To some extent, yes.
These
yes.
guys will team up to yeah. really
yeah,
take
that's
you down.
Yeah, what I'm saying. They're like, they work together. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he loves the quarterback stuff. I think he was the one that had the Carson Wentz article several years back.
Yeah.
And the friction that was going on there with him and Doug Peterson and everything.
Yeah, he's the man with the scoop, Seth Wickersham. So they're teasing it. The book's actually going to be coming out in September, and it's called American Kings, A Biography of the Quarterback. So he's doing like a wide variety quarterback thing, retired guys, young guys in the NFL, Arch Manning, all this kind of stuff. So apparently quarterback Caleb Williams was so concerned about being picked by the Bears last year that he and his family weighed circumventing the entire NFL draft, consulting with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's collective bargaining agreement while considering signing with a UFL team, according to some details from this book. His dad, Carl Williams, is apparently a guy who's really leading the charge for his son, trying to pave a road for
it's
him
a problem.
To get to where they want their son to go. But
it's a problem.
His dad had said in lead up to last year's draft, Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die. Caleb Williams wondered aloud to confidants, do I want to go to Chicago? I don't think I can do it with Shane Waldron, who was the offensive coordinator for the Bears until getting bleep canned because he was so disastrous this season. So it's the book's coming out in September. It's going to offer a detailed account of what it means to be a quarterback, various levels, high school, college, NFL, what it's like for legends in retirement, features unprecedented access with dozens of quarterbacks and generational greats like John Elway, Johnny Unitas, Warren Moon, members of the Manning family, Steve Young, and some current quarterbacks as well. Also going to have some details about what is being described as a ruthless recruitment of Texas quarterback Arch Manning and the youth quarterback circuit in general. So going to be some interesting stuff, but the book offers an inside look at Caleb Williams' state of mind. His dad, Carl, went to great lengths to circumvent the draft, wanting to give his son an opportunity to choose his future employer. Bears had not drafted a star quarterback in a long time, and his dad had said to several agents in lead up to the draft, I don't want my son playing for the Bears. So he was looking away around the league's CBA agreement. He's like getting on the phone with Archie Manning, who strong-armed Eli to New York.
How'd you do it, man?
Yeah, trying to get the details of it. And he said that the rookie cap is unconstitutional and that the NFL CBA is the worst piece of S he's ever read, worst in sports history. So yeah. He felt like his son was set up for failure. Apparently, Caleb Williams loved meeting with Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings in the lead up to the draft.
Yes.
He was like telling his dad, I need to go to the Vikings. His dad was trying to get him there, but the GM of the Bears, Ryan Poles, was like, no, we're drafting you no matter what, dude. So go ahead and just deal with it. Now, he obviously decided, like, hey, I don't want to nuke the city, so to speak. I don't want to burn a bridge with the Bears. If they're going to take me anyways, that's going to make what may be a bad situation even worse. So he went ahead and started to get a little bit more optimistic about it, and Williams embraced the idea of being in Chicago. But one of the highlights from the story sheds light on Caleb's tumultuous rookie season, where the head coach and the offensive coordinator end up being fired. They lose 10 straight games at one point during the season. At times, Caleb Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Quote, no one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on. And so, anyways, now that Ben Johnson's there, he's fired up and probably everything's going to be fine. But it really highlights, one, I can't believe Caleb Williams and his dad were so just open to talking about it with people, and an author of a book in Seth Wickersham about how they didn't want to be in Chicago. That's the first thing. The second thing is just how much of a disaster class Chicago has been. Maybe Ben Johnson can change that.
Yeah.
But I mean, they don't have – you're not watching film. You're not telling what your quarterback to watch. And
no,
I don't know,
Brod.
It's like, is a rookie quarterback number one overall pick supposed to know what he's supposed to be watching?
No.
Or aren't you supposed to hold his hand?
Yeah.
Well, Chase Daniel just came out with a whole video post today about and he was bouncing around the league for years. And then he gets to New Orleans as the backup for Drew Brees. And Drew Brees is the one that really taught him how to watch film. So you can't just be thrown into the fire and expect to just like, I know exactly what I need to be doing. But it is it stinks because now he's talking about the Minnesota stuff, and how he wanted to go to the Vikings, who is a direct rival of you in Chicago. It just looks bad. And his dad is outspoken and says, I don't care. I'll take the bullets. Caleb was worried about him. His dad needs to keep his mouth shut. How many of these stories are coming out now where it's the parents that are getting overly involved in their kid when it comes to the draft process or recruiting with Nico and Tennessee. And it ends up backfiring, and it's a terrible look.
Yeah, that's the one, the I am Ilieva stuff.
I think this one might be okay because you did turn over the coaching staff. I don't know if this comes out, you know, you say, oh, yeah, I didn't want to go to Chicago. We were totally out. Now we're excited.
New regime.
Know? Yeah, we're so much happier.
There's a positive way to spin it.
If Ben Johnson had been here, then we would have been okay with it from the beginning. You know, that kind of deal.
I mean, there's a part of me that's like, if this was a Cowboy-related story and my quarterback talked about how much he wanted to go to the Eagles, I'm kind of done with you, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that would be a non-starter for me. I wouldn't want to go down that path. I don't want to take a guy that actively doesn't want to be here. Even if I acknowledge as Chicago, I can't blame the kid. You know, if I was a sports dad, I would have been actively trying to prevent you from going to the Jets, the Browns, the Bears. I don't know if there's anybody else on this list. But there's definitely a list of teams that we don't want to go to because organizations lose.
Yeah, Raiders to some extent.
Yeah.
We'll
see
the NFL regime now.
Raiders,
but
yeah. I mean, bad culture is hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
You can't just fire coaches or turn over the GM and be like, all right, fresh start. Doesn't work that way. Like, losing gets in the DNA of buildings.
It's still just laughable that the Bears didn't hit the reset button when it comes to the coaching staff and stuff last offseason. They really... And when you talk about just how much of a role organizations play in the failure of young quarterbacks, this is a prime example, dude. This guy didn't stand a chance rookie year.
They lucked into the fact that Ben Johnson wanted to go there for some reason.
Yeah.
Usually a guy like Ben Johnson would be like, hell no. You know, I don't want to go somewhere where I'm doomed to fail. He must like them or something, you know, wants to move to Chicago. I don't know what it is, but, I mean, it's a once proud organization that built a hell of a brand and now is, you know, operating at much less than what the Cowboys have been doing in terms of wins and losses. They still have a great fan base, and until then, I don't think you'll get meaningful change with how they're run.
Okay, so last night I had a bit of a scare at the house.
Ooh,
just being
another spider?
Being the man of the house. We got sports on the TV, sitting there next to my wife. She's doing what she's doing. I'm kind of just donging around on the phone, checking emails, and all of a sudden, I'm not even paying attention, but my wife, I guess, glanced at my phone, saw an email, and had the shock and borderline anger voice.
No, the one that I sent?
She goes, what is that?
Oh, crap.
Well, Chuck, I would like for you to read what this email says.
Okay, this isn't mine.
This is just the email that I received. This is what my wife saw on my phone last night, and she became concerned.
So it's sharp football analysis.
Why'd you do that?
I know that.
Why'd you do that? I just told you to read what the email says.
Sharp,
what did my wife see last night?
Sharp football anal. Period.
Sharp football anal is what popped up as an email. And then what else does it say? it says the flash sale
with leaks.
With leaks.
Yeah.
Which was talking about the schedule.
Yeah.
This is Warren Sharp Football Analysis. Happened to be a subscriber. She had no idea. She glanced to the left. She sees Sharp Football Anal Flash Sale Leaks as the email that just came strolling in. And for a brief moment, I was like, oh, my dear God. And then it became a hilarious thing when I got to explain it to her. Mm. But last night, for a brief moment in time,
that's awkward.
She was ready to punch me in the face.
Exactly what kind of football things are we doing at work, Eric?
Right. She's like, wow, dude. Okay.
I see why you're so passionate about the pigskin now.
Yeah, I'm a man who loves my job.
Wow,
so be careful.
Close call.
Sharp Football Anal. Like, do you think they know that their emails come in like that? They're cutting
not.
Off the analysis?
No.
And they're just going with the first four letters? Do you think they have any clue that they're just sending out Sharp Football Anal emails to football fans across the world?
No.
I don't think they do know. Maybe
might
we should DM him.
Might need to screenshot that and say, hey, Warren, damn near got me in trouble last night. Yeah. Dirty dog.
That's not the kind of tease I need.
Not the kind of tease I need. Okay, this was pretty funny. I had the NBA draft combine going down, and, of course, our guy Cooper Flagg lit it up. He was doing his thing.
Sure did.
Life was good. But there is another player who's actually one of the best players in college basketball last year, Johnny Broom. Just a certified bucket getter. But this dude is not the most athletic dude in the world.
And
was he one of the poor testers I think I saw?
Yeah.
A bad tester.
He did a standing vertical leap. And
it looked like maybe it was bring in a contestant kind of a workout.
Yeah, like, is this...
Did somebody win an opportunity?
Is this a Make-A-Wish vertical jump that
we're looking at? I'm not saying that, bro. I'm just saying, did somebody win a contest? Hey, like, we get a chance to win for tickets and things like that around here.
Let's have a spelling contest.
Yeah. Did we win a contest to be a combine participant?
The 6'10" Johnny Broom jumped 24.5 inches for his standing vertical. Yeah. For reference, the 470-pounder that just got drafted into the NFL going to Tampa as a defensive tackle.
Walker.
The tush-push Terminator guy. Watson, I believe.
Watson.
He had a 25-inch vertical.
That's why Broom had to stay all 4 years.
Good night.
Yeah.
Well, to make matters worse, are you guys familiar with Duolingo?
Singer? No, that's an app that teaches you how to Dua Lipa.
She's big time.
Duolingo. I think my daughter Abby uses that. She's trying to learn Mandarin.
You learn languages on an app on your phone called Duolingo. Well, they saw his vertical jump, the video on Twitter, and they quote tweeted it and said, "Learn Chinese and try Super Duolingo today."
Basically saying.
You're going to go play for the Guangdong Tigers, bro. Yeah, the NBA's not for you.
Here's your app.
That's the tweet that Duolingo dunking on the 24.5-inch vertical of 1610 Johnny Broom at the NBA Combine. That is tough sledding. Not the ideal way to welcome yourself into the professional world of playing basketball.
That's a shame.
Learn Chinese, pal. Get your Guangdong Tigers jersey ready and prepared.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
We are prepared now to hit the expressway. Go commercial free to the top. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. LA Live at 5:40. We'll talk about what's been breaking here on the other side and get you caught up on everything in the sports world.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We are 7 minutes away from the G-Bag of the Day. And we're about 17 minutes away from LA Live with Lucius Alexander here. The expressway, we go commercial free to the top. And it's brought to you by the on-time experts. Gentlemen, what is it? It's an 8:30 game tonight, isn't it? 8:30 game here in Winnipeg.
Our late start.
Game five, looking for the gentleman's sweep. One of the storylines, what more is Miro Heiskanen capable of doing? It is his second straight game back from knee surgery. Pete DeBoer saying it was a good return, you know. He actually called it a perfect return. But he also said it was the first time he saw Miro not have the speed to catch up to a guy on a breakaway. So, obviously, that wasn't vintage Miro last night. I don't know. What is this, 70%? What would you call that last night based on that performance? He did only play half of the minutes that he was known to play in last year's playoff run where he was 30-minute Miro. That was like just short of 15 last night.
There were a couple of times there where it looked like the puck got caught in his skates a little bit. So, you know, he's such a outstanding stick handler and stuff like that. So I think some of the mechanics for him and getting out there and being a part of the speed of the game and all that, like I say, you worry about a guy that long of a layoff maybe being a little bit of a liability. But
yeah, he wasn't.
It just looked like maybe mechanically there were a couple of times where he was trying to kind of do some things and where it's just so natural with the way like he crabs that blue line, you know, and he shifts the attack from one side to the other and his ability to kind of dance that line. But yeah, it was just kind of like I'm sure he was happy to get through all that and then hopefully for a better game tonight. But like I say, puck got in his skates a couple of times, and that's something you normally never really see from that guy.
Yeah, he got caught in that 3-on-1, and I thought he did a really good job.
He almost got called for slashing.
Yeah, he did everything he could. I mean, there was a couple of really good poke checks there that he had. So he averaged just over 25 and a half minutes of ice time during the postseason last year. So you're looking at probably 10 minutes more moving forward whenever he gets the conditioning back.
Well, you know, he had some really good plays out there. He had a huge play on the power play to set up the goal. He had, you know, some other plays that you were glad that it was him who was out there as far as how poised in control and skillful that he is on defense. But full go Miro can single-handedly suppress an attack, and we're not there yet. If he is trying to come back from an operation on a partially torn ACL, this would still be early. And you know, who knows how much better he can be than what he gave us on Monday night. But, you know, tonight's an opportunity to show that was just a rust knockoff game.
Sure.
I think they're going with the same rotation, though.
Yeah.
You know, so
usually when you win a hockey, like a playoff game, they don't mess with the lineups. They generally go with what they won the game with. So, really, no surprise. If Dallas would have lost that game, maybe we would have seen something different.
Maybe we need to get that forward back in.
Yeah.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Lucius, do we have that Troy Aikman cut? He's on NFL Live here talking about the schedule release. I think the schedule release came really perfect for the Cowboys, other than the Eagles opening night. The fact that so much of their power is backloaded. Remember I was talking about that the last couple of days?
Yeah.
I kind of wonder if Jerry Jones has the influence to say, hey, guys, look, I'm compromised here, okay? You want me to drive ratings in November and December late in the year? I'm going to have Overshown and Diggs back by then, maybe. So, you know, and also Dak Prescott coming back from avulsion fracture. You know, it'd be really nice if we can go ahead and have a much more difficult portion in the second half. But here's Troy Aikman, NFL Live, talking about his reaction to the Cowboys' schedule being released.
Did already see that you picked your Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. I know you were real serious about that.
People tend to get excited and overreact to everything these days. I was half joking because Michael Strahan was in the studio. But I do think this. I do believe. Now, I understand the Eagles, you know, they're the cream of the crop. Washington, I believe they'll be better. Mm. But I do think Dallas, I think they've been flying under the radar a little bit this offseason, and rightfully so. They don't deserve a lot of talk at this point. But I do believe that they're going to be, not just because they were injured last year, I think they're going to be a better football team this year. And I think they may surprise some people. I mean, I know in Dallas there's always talk about a Super Bowl and who knows? I mean, it's been a while, as we know. But I do think they're going to contend and be stronger than they've probably gotten credit up to this point.
I do appreciate the subtle trolling. I would have loved it if Troy said, of course I was just joking about it. Are you kidding me? That's the biggest punchline in the history of sports going right now, that the Cowboys could actually win the Super Bowl. Of course, I wasn't half joking. I was full joking. That's the Troy that I want to start putting pressure on this organization. You have a great opportunity right now. You have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens on the same team at the same time. You might only have it for 1 year.
Yep.
Let's finish this build out.
I think he's spot on. I agree with everything he's saying. I mean, I think this team is much better than what they were. I think the linebacker additions they made with Sanborn, and I'm even higher on Kenneth Murray than I think anybody is.
You and I talked about this morning on Love of the Star. We were kind of going through those positions, and
I think,
you know,
they did a good
job. One of our questions that were asked, and you know, which position do you feel good about? I know I've talked about the linebackers. I'm kind of bullish on Sanborn, and because they were asking about Leafau.
Right.
The question was, how do you think
you said you didn't think Leafau would necessarily be starting for
think
sure.
That Sanborn and Murray are going to be your starters.
Yeah, I mean, Sanborn could have an Eric Kendricks-like impact. And Kenneth Murray's a guy, I understand it. Your defensive tackle play has been poor.
Yeah.
But if you can keep him clean, that is a guy downhill that can be really, really effective. Mm-hmm. He's got some range. He's got speed. His biggest issue is he can't get off blocks. Yeah. But if you're able to keep him away from some of the trash, Kenneth Murray can make plays for you. Mm-hmm. He was a really good player coming out of OU. He had some good moments with the Chargers. The scheme fit was really bad for him in Tennessee. And I understand why people were souring on him, but I think it's Solomon Thomas, I think, is a guy that's going to make an impact for you. I'm not the Cowboys, I get it. When you get into the playoffs, I'm not picking them to win a damn game. They're not going to. But in the regular season, Dak's been a good quarterback. I think they're going to be better in the regular season than what people think that they will be.
All right. I definitely like Troy making these tours. You know, I guess that's part of being part of the ABC ESPN family, because when he talks Cowboys, I do listen. Barcelona clinched La Liga title today with a 2-0 win against Espanyol to cap a stellar season. Lamine Yamal opening the scoring shortly after the break another amazing goal. I think he's 19. Did he just turn 19?
Amazing.
Maybe just 18.
I think they had some problem, too. I think an automobile went into the crowd.
No, an automobile?
Yeah,
what?
I think maybe
at a watch party?
Yeah, maybe
he's 17 years old still.
Maybe check the story there. I think they had some problems there with
that's the dude who's crushing the World Cup, right?
Yeah. He's an amazing player.
That's crazy. At 16 years old, he was doing that.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. G-bag of the day. We do it every weekday here on The Fan at 5:30. Yeah. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander. Yep, that's him. You can follow me on Facebook. Hit me up there. Or you can find us all on G-Bag Nation. You find the Twitter. Our handles are in that bio.
All right.
This is day two right here for our winner. It's a truck driver. He's not a fan of this young boy backing his car up in the parking spot. He said he's doing it wrong. I believe this is day two right here for this clip. Yeah, buddy.
So let's see what you've done. You passed a parking place and backed in.
That's how you back into one.
No. You don't back in a parking place. That's illegal. I have a CDL class and I'm a driver for a living.
You need to get back in your car, buddy.
And if I don't, what the
Like, I'm going inside.
If I don't, what the you going to do? Bitch,
mother. What are you going to do?
Say what?
What are you going to do? Like, it's a parking spot.
I'll beat your ass, punk ass bitch.
Oh, your breath stinks.
Yeah, and your mama's a hoe.
No, your breath stinks.
Like, your breath stinks. That's so hilarious, dude.
Young man was not afraid. I appreciate that.
Whoever threw that pencil, your mama's a hoe.
This guy was yelling at me a couple of months ago. I was in the HOV lane, and I was moving in and out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. You deserved it. You earned it.
I figure I paid for it, you know, but it slowed down. I need to get out. I don't understand why it should be illegal.
Did you have folks in the car? Would you HOV in?
No, nobody else is in the car. No.
Oh, okay, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Up next right here, the great Rolando Blackman was on KNC today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Pretty good. Awesome. What a legend here in Dallas. He was not feeling the story about Mike Bassick that they told. Check this out.
Our former co-host Mike Bassick, major league pitcher, now broadcasting for the Rangers. He told us a story years and years ago when he was playing in Major League Baseball that him and all of his teammates went to a strip club.
An adult dance club.
And this one lady was trying to like convince him to get a dance, and she said, you know, I'm from Panama. And Mike's response was, did you know that Rolando Blackman was also from Panama? And he said at that moment, the dancer looked at him and decided it was time to move on to somebody else.
How interesting that is, because I was hoping the story would be something. I was hoping the story would be something more valuable than that.
Really looking forward to something more wholesome.
Been there. Bit of a swing and a miss situation.
Want to get away?
That's tough, man. That's because they were clowning on me in particular for interrupting Langford. You know, in our interview this week. Now came full circle.
Ooh,
that's what happened.
Karma got him.
Reap what you sow.
Come on. Hey, you guys familiar with Coach JB from Last Chance U on Netflix? Remember him?
Oh yeah, he's wild.
He's a wild boy. Got himself in trouble for being a wild boy, but now he's eating on the internet streets and still being a wild boy. Go to his podcast right here. He knows how to solve the Bill Belichick situation with that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen to this, bro. I've never heard anything like this. Coach JB is something else. Listen to this, bro.
His kids looking at their dad like I would look at my dad, like, what's going on, Pops? Like, this ain't you, homie. You look like you're in a trance. She got you tranced. I want to help him out, and I think the only way to help him, homie, unfortunately for him, fortunate for her and us, we almost got to, like, fill the cat, homie. No?
You're saying the only way to help Bill Belichick in his current situation is to let you hit his girl?
Yes.
And by doing so, that will solve the problems how?
Then I could have a real conversation. I could say, Coach, this ain't that good, homie. Or I could say, Coach, you're 1,000% right to keep her the way you keep her.
Okay.
Let
me be the arbiter. Yeah. I'll take one for the team here. Let me go in the trenches and figure this out for you. It all makes so much sense now.
That was incredible.
Sign me up, boys. Carry on, sir.
I love the guy. I love, like, the other guy who's asking him the questions, like, really spelling this out, making this very clear.
Yeah, like at the very end, once he got that answer, hold on, listen to him say, okay.
You're 1,000% right to keep her the way you keep her.
Okay.
Okay.
Thirsty.
Right. How long did I sign up to do this podcast?
Yeah.
God, this guy.
Are we really going to upload this?
He's got a crush.
Oh, man. That's so wild good. Stuff, bro. That's wild
crazy,
stuff.
Bro. Shout out to
that is that Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop commercial. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
One.
Yo, two.
Three.
Three.
Diddy's becoming synonymous with the Tootsie Roll now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know if that girl is telling the truth. I mean, it's crazy on the timelines, but I did read Superhead's book, and she did describe Diddy, and she didn't describe it like that, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And maybe it happened when he got older.
Maybe we're getting ball sacked on
all
that.
The drugging and drinking and non-sleeping, you know, it's got to affect something. Who knows?
That's true.
Who knows? All right, let's see what else we got. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing, because there's a blessing out here for you. And if you're dealing with something, pray to God. Talk to God about it. If you meditate, do something, baby. We all dealing with something out here. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes over there at Friendship West Baptist Church. We got a deacon right here standing on straight business for God.
For God.
Tell you something. Whoever said God ain't real, I'm going to smack him.
Yeah.
I'm going to smack him. Smack.
Whoever said God ain't real, I'm going to smack him.
I'm going to smack him. Smack him. Either he has some teeth in his mouth or something like that. Maybe he's gummy.
Yeah. It did sound like that.
Yeah, or a little, you know, substance abuse in his past.
Smack him. Whoever said God ain't real, I'm going to smack him.
Smack him. And another right here, double up. We have a guest pastor that was going way too long, bro.
But do I have any survivors in the room? I said, do I have any survivors in the room? Well, if you were a survivor, but you ought to praise God. Watch this.
Amen, 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 amen. Pastor, we want you to round it on up. You got things to do.
No.
Amen.
I'm done. Have your seats. Put your hands together and bless the name of God.
I'm done.
We want you to wrap it on up. We got things to do.
Yeah.
Damn.
Move along, move along.
This is for God, dog. Oh, you're going to get smacked.
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 Alrighty. Is it our champ? Who is our champ?
It's the car
it's
guy.
The trucker. That's right. The trucker. Yeah, the trucker that backed out. He played a card that this is against the law. If it is against the law,
it's not against the law.
I will stand corrected, but I think.
Yeah. But let us know. We all break the law every day.
I break the law every single day.
You got a lot of loyal officers that are tolos. Let us know. 877-881-1053. I think that guy got balls.
In the meantime, I think we should make it mandatory that you do back in. I think it should be standard because it's better. It's better in a lot of ways. You make a cleaner exit if you have to in a hurry.
Yep.
Is it Rolando Blackman's reaction to Hagee's Mike Bassick story? That's hilarious right there. Is it the Belichick solution? Is it the deacon standing on business for G.O.D.? Is it the guest pastor who went way too long? I'm voting for Rolando Blackman. Chief, how about you?
I'm going for the wildest Belichick solution in the history of the world.
Back it all up like a U-Haul truck.
Yes.
We're tied at one all the way across there, Wolchek.
I like the cringiness of the bad Hagee question.
Me too. Brian?
Hagee, yeah.
By a score of 3-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Mavs great Rolando Blackman there with the KNC masterpiece. Time now to stay in the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has LA Live.
Let's go!
It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Let's go, Rangers.
Square.
To the Astros.
Fire up this fucking saboteur.
It'll make they dance on everything.
You don't want your name at child support? Stay with your woman. Because the moment you say, bitch, well, f*** you too, a computer start typing your name at the front of court. Now, f*** around there and leave. Jump up and grab some shit up and leave. In 3 days, the mailman come, say you owe $200,000, mother. I wouldn't give a f*** what it is. You come home, find another man in your bed. If you got her downstairs, go on down there and sleep on the couch. When you see her in the morning, just tell her, bitch, I owe you one, and leave it the f*** like that. You don't want to be single today. You go out here today talking about, well, I'm on something new. Trust me, it's some new shit out here. It's some shit out here that's so new, the doctors are scared. It ain't for a doctor to come in his office and look at him and say, I don't even with that kind of shit. And I want to know who told you to come here. Okay, you're going to have to get up out my office. You can keep that chair, motherfucker. Just go ahead and on.
Hey, this is LA Live for Thursday, May 15th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time listeners. Welcome in, long-time listeners. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Ladies!
Salute.
Somebody on the fan text yesterday said, Rick James is not great.
What?
He only had one hit in the 70s. Trust me, kid, I was there.
A lot of haters.
Hey, man, he might not be a great guy. You might have me on that one. But a great songwriter, he is, sir. Great musician, he definitely is. And he had way more than one hit in the 70s.
Way more than one hit, my guy.
Uh-huh. Go ahead and Google that up. Just because you're not familiar doesn't mean it did not happen. Shout out to Rick James.
I figure he's a party Hall of Famer, too. Like, if you're making your top 10 partiers.
Big time.
You got to party with Rick James.
Yeah, dangerous, too. He went to jail for being a terrible person at some point. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. If you say it was an awful person, you're standing on business, and I can't fight you on that one. A study right here for Ladies Night. A study right here says that women say over 13,000 more words per day than men. 13,000 more words per day than men. On average, women use 20,000 words daily, while men use about 7,000. And I'm pretty sure that's different for you guys because you guys are actually using your words 5 hours a day.
Whew. A lot of talking.
A lot of talking.
It'd be interesting if we could get like a step counter for words, how many we do.
That'd be amazing.
I bet on some of these weekend days I keep it under 500.
Yeah.
But ladies will talk. Ladies are good at socializing.
I will say my wife, relatively quiet, but the one that gets me every time is like, you're not spending quality time together unless it's like, we got to speak. We're not talking to each other. Like, sitting there and watching a TV show together, Lucius, like we're trying to binge stuff, is not considered quality time.
Yeah. It 100% is, just because we're not talking and opening up our feelings. If we're laughing at something or we're sharing the same emotion while watching something, we are definitely connected in that moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes people just want to talk to, like, the space is too void. It's like, I got to say something, man.
Yeah. The uncomfortable, awkward silence for them is bothering.
No, I love it, man. My girl talks a whole lot. And I can't, like, I try to hide my face to see, you know, the look of disgust. Is try to get it off my face, in a sense.
Yes. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Disgust.
I'm like, can she tell that I'm really not into this? Like, I want her to end it now? Can she tell?
I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, man, I've been way too good of a husband or nice guy lately to get her in this good of a mood that she's talking this much. And I'm actually starting to think, like, man, maybe it'd be better if she was mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, it
would.
Yeah.
It'd be better.
Nah, real talk. They try to walk around the house with that silent treatment.
Oh man,
I'm like, this is a gift from God. You're not talking to me? Finally.
Yes. Well, see, the silence is what makes it the quality time.
Yes.
You know? You don't want to let words get in the way. Yeah. We start talking, we're going to end up in an argument.
Yeah.
It's beautiful right here.
Researchers suggest the difference is linked between brain structure and communication styles, with women generally being more expressive and social. I can get that. They like to tell everybody everything about themselves.
Yeah.
And you got to pry it from me. I mean, pry it from me. Mm-hmm. It also reminds me of a Patrice O'Neal joke. Check this out.
All right, show of hands, guys. How many of you, your woman tells wonderful stories? I make my girl tell me the end of a story first. Before I invest any more time into listening to the rest of it. You want to hear what happened to me today? No, what happened? Somebody got shot. All right, go ahead. Try to tell the story.
All right, go ahead. Try to tell the story. Let's see what else I got for you boys. Anybody ever been to Idaho?
No.
One of the three states I have not been to, Lucius.
Yeah, drove through it mostly. I think only.
Hey, good for you,
stayed
bro.
Stayed at a hotel there a couple times. Coeur d'Alene, Twin Falls.
Oh, good for you, man. Somebody's been at least through there. That's pretty cool because I haven't known anybody from Idaho. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Ladies Night, Idaho Senate. They voted 28-6 in favor of passing HB 270. It's an amendment to Idaho's indecent exposure laws. Idaho wants to include female breast.
You're here?
Yep. They want to include male breast altered to look like female breast.
No.
So if if you switched it on up like the Bruce Jenner type vibes.
Yep.
And you want to throw some things on there, you can't put them out.
So are they saying my moves right now, I can't show those?
No, you have
my
God.
My boobs are fine?
You have God-made boobs.
Okay,
those are fine.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Male altered to look like female breasts. You can't show those things.
All right, that's fine. These ain't altered. These are all natural.
Nope. Trust me, nobody wants to see those.
Damn it, Gavin.
Hey, speak for yourself.
I'm not talking to you,
Dawson.
Old Chuck. I'm talking to the fakies.
The altered, okay.
Yeah. You don't want to see bruises?
No.
You know, you just want to take a peek?
Does he have the full-on fakies?
No, he's got big chest, bro.
Okay.
He doesn't have them things on. He's got a real man barrel chest.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, like them 1950 superhero chests. It's just,
he's like Superman. George Reeves. George Reeves from the original Superman.
Yeah, no muscle
black
definition, just big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
That guy won a decathlon.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Dude won a decathlon. He sure did. 1976, he won a decathlon in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Gosh, what are we doing?
Male breasts altered to look like female breasts. You cannot show those. Or artificial breasts.
Ooh, fake boobs.
Fake. You can't pull them out. Also,
Toys are products that resemble genitals. Toys are products that resemble genitals. You cannot have those in public. That means truck nuts.
Yeah.
Truck those nuts.
Are those toys? What are those props?
It's kind of, yeah, it's fun.
It's a decoration.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a decoration. And I would imagine, I mean, there's probably a lot of truck drivers out there in Idaho, right?
Yeah. You let them dangle.
The truck nuts are probably pretty popular out there.
Yeah.
They have a long history of paying attention to the important things in that state, the legislative bodies.
Well, it's just, can we get a roll of the six that voted for this?
Yeah.
I'm thinking if I move to Idaho,
what's wrong with you?
These are the guys and gals I'm voting for.
Yeah. What do you mean we can't pull them out? We live in Idaho, man. Yeah. Come on.
Ridiculous.
What do you mean we can't ski topless? What are you talking about?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this, man. It's a big to-do up there in Idaho.
They call them truck nuts.
Oh.
They're gross, they're offensive, and kids on the road see them. Why wouldn't the police get a call and say, that offends me, pull it off the truck? Because now this bill will allow it.
Oh, she sounds fun.
She does.
Yeah.
Call truck nuts.
I'm Janie Hardass.
I'm... Oh, Janie! Damn. Okay.
I've been doing this for 28 years.
They call them truck nuts.
Truck nuts. That is such a tremendous drop.
That is fantastic.
Truck nuts.
That is the only reason why I wanted to play that, just because she said.
They call them truck nuts.
Can you believe this?
She's disgusting.
She's so serious.
So juvenile.
Truck nuts. What the hell? Who the hell buys these?
I love it, man. I love it. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a ladies' night.
Ladies.
Oh, what a night.
Lot of my ladies. Now, remember we had that lady, she had a situation in traffic, and she decided, you know what, I'm just going to poo on this car.
Yeah, Delco defecator.
Yeah.
She was sick. Remember, Lucia? She had a sickness.
She said, yeah, she sure does have a sickness.
A lot of sickness going on.
And shout out to that reporter that asked her, hey, what did you have for lunch? That man was doing his job.
She belongs on a cattle ranch somewhere.
Well, in California, we have an Amazon driver caught on camera dropping a deuce in someone's yard.
Oh.
Well, where else is he going to go?
Yeah, well, she... Yeah, and I know those Amazons, like, you know, you're working on time.
Yeah.
So maybe I just didn't have the time, so I was like, hey, that's a nice little spot. I'm a deuce like a cat right here next to this bush.
Beautiful lawn.
Did the video reveal anything? Did it feel malicious, or did it feel like just a true 911 emergency, and I don't want to do this, but gosh dang it, here we are.
It seemed like I just had to do it.
Okay.
But she did it twice in two different yards.
Oh.
We had the bubble guts. That's what the classic case of the trot
right
day? There.
Same day.
You double speak deuce? About this from
I
experience.
Did. I did. You know? I did.
These are medical conditions.
Medical conditions.
Soy sauce.
Yeah. Medical conditions. She did this on Mother's Day, too, as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got a fetish.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's a Mother's Day fetish.
Yeah. It was a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to crack that joke. Shout out to the ladies.
So all of my ladies.
Let's go to KTLA for this report here, folks.
All right.
Listen to all the puns. You know, they like to be punny.
They're punny.
A delivery driver for Amazon can't seem to hold it in on more than one occasion. A woman is seen about to leave an Amazon package at this porch off Yano Drive in Woodland Hills around 5:30 Mother's Day morning. But she also leaves a smelly surprise. She relieves herself, does number one and number two before pulling up her shorts and walks away. The homeowners were expecting a Mother's Day gift.
When I woke up, my husband said he was going to bring me some coffee and a pastry. He went downstairs and was greeted by not only one package, but a second inappropriate, disgusting package.
A deuce.
Which was essentially like human feces and looked to be urination.
Oh. Well, I got an educated lady talking about this. So I guess.
Was that on the pavement then?
Oh, yes.
On the porch?
Okay. Oh, see, that's malicious. You at least go like hide off in a bush somewhere
behind a tree. I did that.
Not in front of everyone to see.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more to this story.
The lady thought it was like a coyote poo at first. That's why I don't like dog poos.
Oh,
There was some tissue found in the yard, so she wiped herself and then just threw it in the yard.
There we go.
Jumped back on the truck and dropped off those deliveries. Hey. If I'm the manager, I'm like, hey, you know what? You're doing good, but you just can't pull in the yards.
She was prepared.
I'm just telling you, sometimes they have those towels hooked through the handles of the door. I would use that. You know, this is open doors UPS truck.
Good clean.
They got those towels hanging off the end when it's a hot day.
Very resourceful.
Yeah, very resourceful.
I want to let you guys know she's been relieved of her duties.
Ah, relieved.
Here we go. I'm so punny. Shout out to the ladies.
Lucius Alexander, KTLA.
Yeah. All right, that's it, y'all.
There he goes.
That's it. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is it. That's my time. I got to go. Holla. Peace.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night about 5:40 here on the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. We're live at the Globe. Rangers baseball tonight. They're hosting the Astros. Pregame's coming up at 6:30. Round the bases next, Woolchuck.
Yeah, let's do that. It is the anniversary, actually, of Rougned Odor and
whoa,
the Punch.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought it was yesterday. Apparently
whoa,
it's today.
Whoa, what are we really doing? Today. I even asked you that
question.
No,
you thought it was like last month, Brian, okay? Don't come in here thinking you knew what it
I'm
was.
I'm the fountain of misinformation.
But apparently we all screwed
I'm
this
Zach
one up.
Woolchuck.
Rivalry weekend, alley-oop robberies, and thanks to
really?
The Pope. That's next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.